This is Bible Basics, Digression 6, Ghosts and Reincarnation. The belief that man continues living in the form of another person or animal being possessed by his spirit was one of the earliest ways in which man tried to convince himself that death was not as final as it appeared. We have shown that the spirit of man refers to the breath or life force within him, which returns to God when he dies. That's Ecclesiastes 12:7. This means that his spirit is not moving around as a ghost, nor is it free to possess another person or animal, so that the man's personality is continued through them. We will each be judged for our own works. That's in 2 Corinthians 5:10. If our actions and characteristics are a function of a previous person's character, then this concept of God judging and rewarding us according to our works, that's Revelation 22:12, is made a nonsense. The spirit returns to God at death, and all consciousness ceases. Any attempt to contact the dead, therefore, shows a serious misunderstanding of the ample Bible teaching concerning this. And you need to look at Isaiah chapter 8, verses 19 and 20, Leviticus chapter 19, verse 31, and chapter 20, verse 6. The Bible is quite plain that people do not return to their previous houses or towns in any way after they are dead. There can be no such thing as a spirit or ghost haunting such a place after the person has died. A humble acceptance of this will lead us to discount all claims to have seen the ghosts of dead people haunting their old houses. Such experiences must at best be tricks of the imagination. Digression 7, the Rapture. There is a widespread belief amongst the evangelical churches that the righteous will be caught up into heaven at Christ's return. That is called the rapture. This belief is often associated with the idea that the earth will then be destroyed. We see in Digression 9 that this is an impossibility. We have also shown in study 4:7 that the place of reward is earth, not heaven. These erroneous beliefs are based around a mistaken interpretation of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verses 16 and 17. And there we read, "The Lord himself will descend from heaven, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord." Apart from the evident danger of basing such a major belief on just one passage of Scripture, it should be noted that there is no mention here of the righteous being caught up to heaven. Christ descends from heaven before the believers meet him. Christ will reign forever on David's throne in Jerusalem, and we will be with him here on earth. It is therefore impossible that we should spend eternity with him suspended in midair. The air, extending only a few kilometers above the earth's surface, means that it cannot refer to heaven, the dwelling place of God. The Greek phrase translated caught up really means to be snatched away. It does not carry the idea of any specific direction. It occurs in Leviticus 6:4 and Deuteronomy 28:31. In the Greek Old Testament, that is the Septuagint version, to describe the snatching away of goods in a robbery. It also occurs in Acts chapter 8 verse 39. The Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, so that the eunuch saw him no more. But Philip was found at Azotus. This records how Philip was miraculously transported from one place on earth to another. When Christ comes, the responsible will be gathered together into the place of judgment. They will not be left to make their own way there. It is possible that our means of transportation to that place will be literally through the air. Jesus said that in the day when the Son of Man is revealed, two men will be in the field, the one will be taken and the other left. That's in Luke chapter 17, verses 30 and 36. This gives the same picture of a sudden snatching away. The disciples earnestly ask, "Where, Lord?" So he said to them, "Wherever the body is, there the eagles will be gathered together." That's from Luke 17, verse 37. As the eagles fly instinctively through the air and then land on earth where the carcass is, so the responsible will be brought to the place where they will meet their Lord in judgment. We must again emphasize the importance of the doctrine of the judgment seat of Christ. The responsible must first appear there before the righteous amongst them are rewarded. A superficial reading of 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17 could lead us to conclude that all the responsible will be snatched up into the air and remain there with Christ forever. Instead, we know that the responsible will be gathered to the place of judgment, possibly by being transported through the air, and then receive their reward.